Things Unsaid, Episode 5, Detective Inspection. Again. Before I get to the next week of Mom's entries, I looked up the history of ethanol and all the science about it. A lot of it is beyond my high school chemistry comprehension, but the basis is easy enough. It's actually a really old fuel source, almost 200 years at this point. I guess it's kind of naive for me to just assume that we only had the technology to harness alternative energy sources in the last century. The only reason ethanol isn't used more widely is because it was taxed as an alcohol in the Civil War, so people avoided it. It's becoming much less rare in recent years. Obviously, people were using energy from the sun before solar panels, so the same can be said for lots of power sources. But most important to this case, there is documented evidence of how federal and state subsidies for ethanol helped keep the fuel in production when ethanol prices fell, along with crude oil and gasoline prices in the early 1980s. So the whole situation completely checks out in that sense. Oil was still hard to come by, so most of the American populace is already rationing and looking for alternatives. No one would really question a federal facility who would try and become independent and cheap, especially right after a huge oil shortage crisis. However, Mom says the ethanol was the eco-friendly option, but it says here ethanol actually has a higher pollution rating than gasoline. So besides being renewable, it actually isn't beneficial in the way Mom had guessed back then. I'm not sure why the U.S. chose this area of the country specifically, though, because I don't think corn is a major crop here. It's really cattle country, yeah? There's no one here to answer, Paige. Great. I've been skeptical, but Mom's story checks out empirically speaking. I know I've been struggling this whole time with whether her diaries would tell us anything about where she could be now. If I'm wasting my time as much as people think. But the fact-checking I just did at least shows Mom wasn't inventing any of this. Even if Mom had just been writing made-up fiction in her journals, I doubt she'd have done this much research through analog archives in the 1980s. Searching the local library would take up time that I don't think a high school senior would use if it wasn't strictly related to school. Then again, these could be from notes relating to a research project that she had been assigned earlier. I had always thought we were a bit too far west to have much of a corn crop anyway, because that's almost entirely on the eastern and southern edge of the state, if at all, and I'm pretty sure grow zones would have been different back then anyway from climate change. I'm basing this off of one environmental studies course, though. I haven't noticed an excess of corn growing throughout my life. So if some government-funded project nearby was paying for endless corn, they certainly aren't anymore. So the government either rolled back their presence in this city to the minimum, maybe by choosing to create ethanol through newer means, or this never happened at all. In which case, I at least have a draft of a story my mom wrote as a child, which is nice to have. I don't even know why I care about energy sources so much. I think I'm just deflecting. None of this information is relevant. I hate just sitting here. You know what? Screw it. It's early. I'm going to the police station. I've been home a week and haven't seen this Detective Wilson in person or heard plans to meet me. There's not enough people here for him to be up to his eyeballs in crime. This is some of the biggest local news of the year, so if he doesn't have all hands on deck, I'll just see what the holdup is myself. Not like I'm doing anything today. I can wait. Maybe he needs some help juggling his new duties. I'll record what I can on my phone. Provide additional evidence in court or something if he lets this all fall to pieces. I don't think that's illegal anyway.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, I'm here for a meeting with Detective Wilson. This is his office, right?
Yeah. Do you have an appointment?
Yes. Yeah, it's Paige Gilbert. Maybe I'm a little early.
Oh, Paige! Paige, you're home. How are you liking school? You're all grown up. It makes me feel so old.
Oh, no. School is great. Yeah, I'm having an amazing time. Went skiing with friends over break.
Ooh, how fun.
Yeah, it was. Hoping to start an internship next year.
Ooh, in what? You're gonna be a lawyer, yes?
That's the goal. Is Detective Wilson in?
Oh, yes. Sorry, dear. I'm here talking your ear off.
Oh, it's fine.
I'll call him and you can head right on back.
Great. Thanks. Detective Wilson?
Come in. Hello, Miss...
Nice to finally meet you, Mr. Wilson. Gilbert, I take it you've been busy?
Yes, Paige, right? Come in. Yeah, how are you? Today. How are you today? How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, as fine as they can be, really.
Oh, of course. I'm sure things have been hectic, and I'm so sorry I haven't been able to give my condolences in person.
I get it. You're busy and hectic, too. Dad says you're pretty new to the job. Congrats.
Thank you. Well, come in. Take a seat. Let me just,
It's fine. Detective Wilson, you do have time right now, yeah? You seem pretty, busy. How old are you? You look really young for this job.
25.
Sorry, that's so rude. I just meant...
No, it's fine. Really, Paige, you're, Miss Gilbert. But yeah, I'm really only the deputy detective anyway. This is just my first case I get to head because there's a lot of other stuff going on.
What bigger things could possibly be going on in this town?
Well, there's lots of incidents that need someone with more proven experience.
Whoa, hold on.
Sorry?
Wait, my mom disappearing is a throwaway test case?
Not exactly, it's
not like...
Guess
you thought you could file the paperwork on this open-shut situation. Is that all anyone thinks this is? Saving the real crimes for the big boys? I don't see any other stuff going on around here. What is bigger than journalist Abigail Gilbert vanishing?
You done?
Sure.
Okay. First off, I get this is frustrating. And scary, and isolating, and who knows what else. You think I like having my first case be something like this? Not to be unprofessional, but this sucks for pretty much everyone. From every angle.
Well, thanks for commiserating.
But... the other officers did think this would be open and shut, as you put it. A deaf woman who can't be found? Isn't answering a phone? No contact with her husband or anyone else before leaving a short note like the one she did? She probably doesn't want to be found.
If she had the chance to contact us to begin with, what if something happened?
That was our first thought, too. But we always prepare and act on the worst-case scenario. Being a detective is basically like majoring in Murphy's Law.
So your team immediately went searching for a body?
No. We looked for clues to where she might have gone and if she'd been taken forcibly. The story changed a bit when we saw your mother left a note that pretty clearly stated wherever she went, it's a place she wanted to be.
But that's assuming the note she left was actually hers.
We have no reason to think it wasn't.
Can I see it?
Sure. I'll find a scan. The chromatography results came back this morning. It's how we test the ink quality of pens in case it gives us more details.
I know what chromatography is.
Oh, sorry. Do they have that CSI elective at Bucks Ridge High, or do you go to Bozeman, too?
No, but we had a short unit in our sophomore chemistry class. And my credentials are beside the point.
But my credentials are intended to last beyond the final exam. I've taken a few more classes than brief units in high school to get where I am. Which reminds me, don't you have finals next week? You should be studying.
No, I'm home for the summer.
Home for... do you go to boarding school?
What? No, my college is back east. It's a semester,
oh.
Sort of.
Oh, you're the college student.
Yeah, I finished my... wait, I'm? What do you mean?
My brief only said two kids aged 20 and 16. It didn't specify which...
wait, did you honestly think I was the high schooler?
I've only met your father and brother briefly.
And what great circumstances those were.
I already said...
whatever! You thought I was 16?
You sounded young on the phone. I'm sorry, I guess assumption is sort of a two-way street. That one's on me.
It's fine. I get it a lot, actually.
I imagine so.
Don't make this worse.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's almost refreshing to know even detectives
I've checked the scene multiple times, Miss Gilbert. Thoroughly, alone, and with my team, who has over 30 years of experience in crime scene investigation between them. The chromatography results matched the pen on her desk. Here you go.
Thanks.
And I am truly sorry for your loss. But unless new evidence is brought to light, the Jefferson County law enforcement is pretty much
This note was not written by my mother.
You're sure? How are you...
Don't you think I tried to forge her signature enough over the years? We have quick notes from her all over the place when she just doesn't want to deal with signing or it's instructions we have to remember. It's not her handwriting.
Stressful situations can change things like that.
Not like that note. It doesn't make sense. She texted me that day.
Yes. I had intended to retrieve your communication with her. I think that request never got sent through to your home.
I thought no one wanted to ask me anything since I wasn't physically here. But I'm still physically her daughter. Also, it's my mother. I talk to her. Something is going on here, Mr. Detective Wilson.
You know, it still feels weird being so official sounding, especially in that sarcastic tone.
Sorry.
You're fine. It's hard to get evidence long distance. Once your father made it clear you'd be coming home as soon as possible, we decided to make a file of questions and save it for once you were back.
I've been home a week. What have you been up to?
Going over everything we already have. Detective work is all about trying to prove someone's innocence. And you had the clearest alibi of all, so it was better to lock down everyone else's so they couldn't corroborate. On top of that, my promotion has only just been fully processed. Until this week, I was still locked out of most data sets without a supervisor's code to let me access materials. You can see right there, I was in the middle of filing all the papers to obtain your number and get approval to question you. I was able to get the paperwork rushed and fudged for your dad and brother because of the urgency of the first 48 hours, but you're considered lower priority.
Don't I feel special?
How do you think I feel? Sorry. It doesn't matter what I feel about this. I just mean the red tape isn't helping me either.
Are you doing this all yourself? How come you don't delegate?
That's another thing. My team is still being assembled, technically. I've had at least three men who were assigned to the case at first because they happened to be on call the night your father reported Mrs. Gilbert missing. But they're in a different department and can't transfer over, especially for one case. My permanent team is being finalized today, which is what that folder is for.
Is everything always this complicated?
Yes and no. The paperwork and admin is always a drag, but there just happens to be a lot more of it right now.
A perfect storm.
Exactly, and I'm spending every day searching license plates on cars at nearby traffic cams and setting up hot wires for information, sending out my new team to investigate, and so on. Get the picture?
Yeah, sorry. Guess I don't like feeling forgotten.
No one does. I didn't forget, though. It's on my calendar for tomorrow.
And you assumed I'd be available whenever you called?
Didn't you come in on a whim today? You could have been sitting out there for hours if my receptionist hadn't rearranged my whole schedule today for your sake.
Oh. Point taken. Sorry I jumped the gun on you.
It's fine. You're here now. So, what did you and your mom talk about that makes the note a forgery?
She mentioned upcoming plans. Plans with the whole family, like going to the museum for specific exhibits and getting food. The note is not her style, regardless of what kind of stress she may have been under. I was far away, but I'm here now and saying you need to listen to my intuition on this. Please.
I am. I will. I just want you to know, as much as it sounds like a condescending thing, I'm on your side. And not just for my career. But I did work hard to get where I am at this point in my life. As long as you're here, I'll take your statement of anything you think is worth mentioning. Can you read the last text conversation or other interaction with Mrs. Gilbert?
Sure. So she texted me at 8 a.m. your time? 8.07 a.m. Just about to rush out the door when your dad insisted he make coffee for me. Love that man. He did it exactly right, even if he did make me late. And then she, has an emoji. Is that important?
Which one?
It's the tongue sticking out, like happy but exasperated. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she, likes that one a lot.
So does my mom. I don't really know how to make a note of that in the statement.
Mm.
I think I'll just take direct photos from your phone after. Anyway, is that the last you heard from her?
Oh, no. So I said, classic dad, at least he's trying. And she said, that's why I married him. So far, it's turned out pretty good. Sorry, Detective Wilson, this feels a little weird.
I completely understand. We can skip ahead. What's the last text she sent you?
It was at 2:15 in the afternoon. Your time. Good luck at the interview. I had an internship I was applying for. Sending good vibes. So proud of you. Hope to see you soon. And then there's a less than 3 heart, which I didn't know she knew about.
And you didn't ask her what she meant by she hopes to see you soon? That seems suspicious, regardless of what she said about your dad.
Well, no one can really anticipate their mother going missing. And she specifically said she loved Dad. There was nothing going on there that she would have had to escape from. And she would never have left Cole behind anyway if that was the case. I know what the evidence suggests, Detective, but I'm not naive.
I believe you.
You do?
I believe you're telling the full truth as you see it.
Oh, come on. I also know my own family, Detective. It's not usual, but I know something happened to her. I can't have missed something like that.
I'm not suggesting you did, but I also know that home environments can change quickly. Something could have happened while you were gone, and that's not your fault, Miss Gilbert. Listen, I'm sorry. I really am. What do you want me to say? I can't imagine what you're going through, and I'm going to sound stupid and cliche, but I am literally paid to be here to help you. Was there anything unusual in her last contact with you? Something to suggest outside influence or disorientation?
I mean, a few typos throughout the day, but nothing that would suggest anything. Even though she's good at typing, accidents happen.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you for helping me out here. How about we get some pictures of your contact for the evidence file?
Mm-hmm.
And while we're there, we can go to the lab and have you confirm your suspicion on the note left behind. We're not completely closed to the theory of abduction.
Oh, God.
If this note is not by her, it's possible her captor wrote it to throw off authorities, a fact we're well aware of. Maybe we can look again for if her license plate has been spotted. We've sent a notice to nearby police stations, but maybe we can alert other emergency stations out past state lines.
That sounds good. Thanks, Detective.
It's my job. And Miss Gilbert?
Yeah?
I'm gonna need you to turn off that recording device before we go into the lab. Could be sensitive info being discussed over there.
What the? This episode of Things Unsaid was written by Julia Wallach. It was directed by Annie Dillon. The part of Paige Gilbert is played by Julia Wallach. Special thanks to Emily McNally as Elise Baum. And introducing Detective Wilson, who was played by Joe Vallehoag. Music, sound design, and editing by Daniel Farrell. Want to show your support for our show? Follow us on Twitter at Unsaid Podcast and Instagram at Paige by Paige Gilbert for updates and bonus content. If you would like to advertise in our program, feel free to message any of our social media pages. Thanks for listening.